The people who seem to get more done than everyone else, they're not working longer hours or running on more caffeine. They've just stopped wasting time on the stuff that doesn't move work forward. Switching apps, re-explaining context, hunting for files, those aren't small inefficiencies. They're hours wasted every week. Superhuman Go gives you those hours back. From the makers of Grammarly, Go is an AI chat that sits inside every tab and tool you already use. Always available and ready to help you with what you're working on. Ask it to draft something, summarize a long thread, pull up a file, or prep you for a meeting. Go handles it without you ever leaving the page you're on. This is what it looks like when AI actually fits into your work instead of adding to it. It's like having a teammate whose only job is to help you be better at yours. Go keeps up so you can move forward. With Go working with you, you can show off what you do best. See what Superhuman Go can do at superhuman.com. That's superhuman.com.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
A big day for Great Western Mining. The company's shares are being listed on the OTC in the USA. Brian Hall, the chairman of Great Western, joins us now. And before we start, I should mention that I'm also on the board of Great Western, and great privilege and pleasure it is too. So, Brian, tell us first of all about the OTC listing. What's that for, and how's it been? How's the process been for you?
Well, good morning, Alistair. The process of going to OTC has been relatively straightforward and user-friendly, and we're very pleased to be there. But the reason for going to OTC is to try and spread the distribution of our shares in a much wider market. The key to this is that we as a company, we are an Irish domiciled, basically UK trading company, and all our operations are in the state of Nevada, in one county in Nevada. So we are looking for investor interest in their own backyard, which I think is absolutely logical, the right thing to do. We should be able to widen the story greatly. I think it OTC is perfect for us. We'll see how it goes. Obviously, we only start trading this afternoon when the market opens in New York, but we're very optimistic about it, Alistair.
I mean, there's a lot of talk in the USA and elsewhere in the world too about securing critical metals for local consumption. And the Americans, obviously the big beast in the global economy, looking to get tungsten locally. And as you say, the Great Western assets very strategically positioned there in Nevada. So if you can get US investors matched up with a US asset, then it seems like a perfect combination.
Yeah, I think it's a no-brainer. The geopolitics have changed so much in the last 2 or 3 years. We first started looking at tungsten probably at the beginning of 2025, if I have my dates right, roughly when the Chinese started not exporting tungsten anymore, and so suddenly it became an urgent issue. We always knew we had a couple of old tungsten mines, but we didn't really give them much credit because tungsten was relatively cheap and there was lots of it around. But there isn't now. The price of tungsten has gone ballistic. It's performed much better than gold or silver or any of the other things, which have done very well in the last 2 or 3 years. So it's absolutely the right thing to do to be in the tungsten market. And I think it's the right thing to encourage investment from US investors in their own backyard.
I mean, tungsten market has been flying, of course, as we know. Yeah. How much marketing is Great Western doing in the US itself at the moment?
Well, we're only starting trading today, so we haven't so far done any, but we shall be doing a lot over the coming months. Yeah, absolutely. But without a share we can trade in the States, there hasn't been much point in talking to American investors. At the moment, we have about 2% of our share register is our US shareholders, but that's nothing, and we hope that we can expand that considerably by giving people the flexibility to trade in New York in our shares.
Do you think the liquidity on a daily basis might improve as well? Do you have any feeling for that?
Yeah, well, that's what we hope. Time will tell. This is only day one. We haven't actually started trading yet, but yeah, we anticipate it will. It certainly should. We think the story is strong. It's a very good story. I mean, our stars are aligned. Our shareholders have had a fairly tough couple of years. You know, it's not a small mining company is always tough. I'm not Complacent. I'm very pleased with what's happening with this tungsten story, but I'm not complacent about it because exploration is obviously full of risk, and the drill bit will tell the story when we start drilling next. We start drilling next month. The drill bit will tell the story. It's a story which can easily be built in the States, and we think it'll go well.
Yeah, the drilling is a very exciting development, isn't it? That's going to be a real doozy for investors to watch as the summer continues.
The drilling is always the moment of truth. We've done an awful lot of work, and we are ongoing doing a lot of work. We've done mapping and trenching and mineral sending minerals off to be analyzed and so forth. But the drill bit is what will really tell the story. We have a beautiful surface indications of tungsten, an existing mine. It's relatively easy to exploit, but the drilling will tell the story. So we have a rig all set up to start next month. And of course, it takes a little time to do the drilling and to get the results. But over the course of the summer, we shall start seeing some results, and we'll start seeing whether we're right about this story, which was very exciting and very interesting.
And of course, the first major drill program to be overseen by the company's new chief executive, Ed Loy. He'll also be marketing somewhat in the US as well, I suppose, Brian.
Yes, indeed. We're very lucky to have found Ed. Ed is exactly the right man to take this story forward. A tungsten prospect like this is not something every day. It's something which requires the right person with the right sort of skill set to do it. We believe Ed has that. He joined us as a consultant when we were really back last year, about little late summer last year. He joined us as a consultant to really do a review of all our assets. He quickly picked up on the tungsten story. Our other assets are really interesting too. I mean, our copper, gold, silver story is very good. But he picked up on the tungsten story and said, look, that you can really do something with this. And then we're lucky enough now to have secured him as the chief executive. He's done a great job since he started. I'm very, very happy to have him there. And I think he's a geologist with a very appropriate skills, but also a good, strong commercial sense as well. So I think he'll take this story forward, and we're very happy to have him with us.
Yes, yeah, so to sum up 2026 so far, then, would you say it's been a year of considerable transformation for the company?
Yeah, I think it has. I think I say I think our stars are aligned. We have a commodity which the price has gone absolutely ballistic. We have two old mines, so we know we have tungsten there. It's a question of seeing how much we have and how much we can produce. It's a critical metal in the States. The Americans need minerals and metals in their own backyard, and not be reliant on foreign countries, which is fine. So, and I think we have the right guy in charge, and more importantly, problem. As importantly, we are funded to take this forward. There've been times in the recent past when we've raised small amounts of money to do a certain program, and the correct reaction of investors has always been, well, they'll be back to do another placing soon. But actually, at the moment, we're well funded to take this drill program forward to the next stage, which is really encouraging. So yeah, I think it's a very good time for Great Western. As I said earlier, I'm not complacent about it because exploration is always full of risk, and but whether it's geological or political or whatever, operational, commercial. But at the moment, things are looking pretty good for us. And as a shareholder myself, I'm very happy. And Alistair, I believe you have a small number of shares yourself, so you should be happy too.
I am indeed. So for now, we'll be watching with interest as the summer continues and
Right.
hoping that the drilling goes well and the OTC listing goes well too. Thanks for joining us, Brian.
Thank you very much, Alistair. Good to talk to you.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.